It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Football on 106.7 WMVI. Mount Vernon Wildcat Football brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Bud's Hardware, the Posey County Co-op, Keitel Eye Care, the Fox Barber and Grooming Lounge, the Mount Vernon M Club, and Shepherd Services. Time now for Mount Vernon Wildcat Football on 106.7 WMVI.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, and Coach Messmer. It's the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show live on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. We are live from our location here at United Fidelity Bank. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And I had the honor and privilege of seeing the coach on Saturday morning at my day job. So we've already pretty much covered everything I want to cover at the show. So thank you for listening tonight, folks. We'll be back on the air Friday.
Oh, wow.
So I think Chris might want to go ahead with a full show.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah. First of all, Coach, we always ask, everybody healthy?
For the most part. We got a few guys, bumps and bruises, and some guys that need to rest up a little bit, but we're doing okay for the most part.
Is Ethan Yarber going to be ready for Friday?
He's going to be clocked in, yep. He's back to it today, so he's ready to go.
Okay. Really, the game last Friday was no disrespect to Princeton, but they've just been down quite a bit. You guys pretty much had your way with them. However, if there's something that we talked about briefly Saturday morning, your line kind of waited until they were physically in better shape than the other team before they really asserted themselves.
Sure.
And they could have, right out of the gate, just had them on the mat in the first quarter. Did you discuss that with the team?
Yeah, we talked about it today. It took a minute to get going. And, our first drive there took a long time, but it was nice chunk plays. And we were okay with that because we wanted to see if we could do that, if we could grind out a drive. And we knew they were playing five guys soft on defense back. And try to keep everything in front and tackle us. And kudos to them for doing it. They made tackles and kept us in front for, 7, 8, 10 yards a pop all the way down the field, which is smart on their part. But, that took a while to score that first one, and then we tripped up a little bit on the second drive. So, it took a little while to get out of the gate. And some of that is just we're thinking a little too much there at the start. We just need to go play football and get off the ball a little bit.
The good thing, though, with a drive that's maybe shorter plays, it gives you – I'll say this in the wrong way. It gives you more chances to make a mistake,
yeah.
And you didn't make mistakes, so that's a really good sign. You do like to see those drives where you just keep moving the chains and keep executing properly.
Say it's always fun to hit the home run play, but it's a great sign that the high school team, if you can go, no matter who you're playing, if you can go, 8 to 10 plays on a drive and still score and stay focused long enough to do that, that's a good sign of maturity in our guys.
And on the other side of the fence, when you have kickoffs that go down about the 5-yard line and you can cover them inside the 20,
yeah,
that gives the other team many opportunities to make mistakes on their 80-plus yard drive.
So I need to talk about our kickoff team for sure. They've been great. We had the one that kind of got bobbled, and then the guy squared out to about the 30, but if you take that one away the last two games,
that guy ran a kickback the week before for a touchdown, so he was one of their playmakers.
Yeah. And the guy can really run, but we talked about all week about how speed on the kickoff team is going to win if we can beat them down the field before they get the return set up. And I watched the film of every one of our kickoffs. There was not one guy that was not sprinting full speed for any single rep, even when we were way up. And so those guys listen and they take pride in being on the kickoff team. We had all kinds of new additions to that team this week, but they did the same thing that the guys before were doing. Connor Collins was a new addition as a sophomore. Even to been on the JV team tonight, but he flew down there and made some sticks. Logan Clower subbed in. Ryan Kelly was on the field getting in, and everybody was in on the action. They didn't just run down there. They were doing their job and taking on blocks and making tackles. And I'm proud of those guys because the kickoff team is, especially for a younger guy, you got to fly down the field full speed. And there's varsity bodies out there that are sometimes a lot bigger than you, and you can't slow down. You can't. You got to go full speed and either avoid quickly and get back in your lane, or you got to take on that block. And our guys were really good on Friday.
Is the rule still the same that all special team plays count as one quarter for the JV players play then?
No, the quarter count doesn't count at all for special teams anymore.
Oh,
so okay. You can play as much special team as you want.
And that's an excellent way of getting those guys feet wet for varsity ball.
Yeah, say it's a smart move for as far as the rules go because, those young guys, that's where they should get started. Figure out varsity speed and how to play on the special teams plays.
So. Keep your head on a swivel so you don't get blindsided. That's My brother told me the hardest he ever got hit in Big Ten football was against Michigan, and he said he was flying down on kickoff, and the big guy, I think it was Bubba France was his name, was looking the opposite direction, and right as my brother started passing, the guy saw him and threw a shoulder into him and said it just knocked him for a loop. This was one of the big hosses on the offensive line, and he was going full speed and got creamed, but you just have to keep your head on the swivel. And
be remiss, your brother was probably happy the other night, Friday night, with the Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah. Really? Are you going out there, Coach?
No, it was a running joke when I was a student at IU. Every time we won a game, we say Rose Bowl.
It was interesting when I was coming home from our game Friday night to listen to the Hoosiers, playing on a Friday night game, competing against high school football. That's not usual for Indiana football.
No, it's... I'm not a fan of that either. But
I just think it takes...
My opinion doesn't matter.
Well, I'm sorry to get on a tangent there, but...
Yeah, that's all right. You had, Hunter Pedrotti, we talked about this. He had 5 catches in the game, most of them first quarter. You got him going early and often, and that's a real good sign because he looks like a very capable receiver opposite Jackson Clowers.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson's first 3 catches were touchdowns. So
he's a big time player, playmaker, and it was good to see Hunter get going there. And we got 3 or 4 other guys that we know are going to get going and get hot like that this year too. It's just kind of we're kind of getting off to a slower start as far as distribution of the balls across the field, but we can't blame anybody because it's defense is giving us what we've been throwing to. So until they take it away, we can't.
Absolutely.
And keep going to where we've been. And
you've got a lot of weapons, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that can go make plays. So.
Yeah, you got guys here that aren't making quite as many plays, but that's because other people are, and you can only play with one ball at a time. And, Cortez Stewart's name ought to get mentioned here. I've got him 193 yards on 19 carries. I'm not too far off. He just had the one touchdown.
He had a nice night, and he continues to get better at running with his pad level down. And running angry and running at people, and he's getting there. He's a guy we try to keep in mind. He's a junior and has never played varsity football until this year, really. And so a lot of the things we expect and just assume he would do early on, like run with the pad level and running everybody over.
Well, did you?
It just takes a second.
I thought the quarterback spin was a little bit of a wrinkle.
Yeah.
You expect him to throw the ball.
That's a play we're not supposed to talk about.
That's all right.
In case anybody would be listening from out east,
they've got our film. They've seen it. So, yeah, he is a good play, but it's also kind of bad because he's going to be asking to throw the ball every time we get the ball now. So. he's QB1 now in his mind. So.
I'm sure the discussion was, hey, Nico, did you see that?
We've heard about it all day.
Wow.
So. No, but it was a good play, and it was a good design, and with that heavy package, it looks like the run.
So, what goes through your mind when you know to pull the trigger on a play like that as a coach? Kind of give the listeners out there a look behind the curtain. What factors come into play other than game possession? Obviously down in distance, but do you just go with a gut feeling, or, what do you do?
Coach Lopez, Hank Lopez, our OC offensive coordinator, he does a good job coming up with those each week. He usually has one or two new ones each week, whether we run them or not. He's got something added in. I think as far as like a play like that goes, any trick player, any play that's different or wrinkle, I think you can think of down distance, like you said, but also where's the ball at? If this works, are we going to make sure we score on this play? You don't want to do it on your own 20 necessarily when you've got 80 yards to go, and you don't want to waste a good, the golden bullet, so to speak, on a play where you might get caught from behind. You want to do it down where you can score. So.
And you also have to – that's something we talked about. You can't create that sense of urgency in practice. So you have to use it in the game sometime, whether it's a game like this that was fairly well in hand, because down the road you might absolutely need it to throw the knockout punch.
Yeah.
That's good. One thing I do want to mention, all these good offensive statistics that we have are courtesy of Bo Baldwin, Abe Thomas, Brady Ford, Josh Shumate, and Ben Powell.
Drew Aaron there,
Drew
guard.
Aaron.
Those guys just, once they got rolling, we saw like second quarter on, once they get their feet underneath them kind of and got rolling, you see how powerful they can be and just how much they can overwhelm a defense and wear them down. And so I was proud of them, especially like Drew Aaron sliding in there as a sophomore, a guy that's still figuring everything out, but he always does what he's asked to do as hard as he can. And but really that whole unit just taking care of Drew, the young guy there, teaching him up, coaching him up as a group. And then Coach Brandon Merrick did a great job. And, you know, the rushing yards they put up, the total was, I don't know, 340-something. Yeah, so and we said before the game going into, we want to put up 300. And so those guys took it to heart and got it done. So it was good for them.
And at half, I had you for 218 rushing and 150 passing. So second half, you didn't throw a pass, and rushing, you just put up 110 yards, so yeah. 10-12. And that back to Drew Aaron, 6'2", 239 as a sophomore. That's good coaching.
Yeah, right.
Well, I hate to break you guys up for a second, but we've got to take our first time out. You're listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, and Coach Messmer. It is the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. We are live from United Fidelity Bank. And at United Fidelity Bank, they're helping you save money. That's one of their top priorities. For more information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their 8 convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics and this program here tonight. Our good friends at United Fidelity Bank. Alan, I'll let you pick back up with Coach where you left off.
Yeah, I was just wanting to finish up, I guess, with the line. We talk about them and how well they're coming aboard. You're going to be facing a line that's going to be much bigger than you guys. But my experience, when my son was in high school and they played Jeffersonville, they hadn't changed that much. Their lines are huge, but they're soft. They're not in the condition that Mount Vernon is in. And you punch them pretty hard, and they won't get up.
Yeah, they're definitely big on paper, weight-wise and stuff. And, you know, they play hard. And a lot this year, they're a lot better fundamentally up front.
They?
They look a lot more coached up, so to speak.
Okay.
So they'll be a tough task. It should be a battle up front online. It's going to be, kind of a battle of mental toughness. Who's going to keep going and keep punching and fighting? And we talked with our guys today about it. We've got to play four quarters. If we can play four quarters, which we haven't really done, and play four real good quarters yet this year, if we put four together, we feel really good. But especially up front, we got to play hard for four quarters up front and weather the storm, so to speak. They're going to have some plays where they win, where they make plays, where they get to hooting and hollering and get excited. And we got to deal with that and deal with the home crowd and the energy and then keep playing. So
for those who are able to go to that game Friday night, spend some time focusing on a lineman or a couple of linemen and just watch what goes on down there. And when our guys are going well, it's almost comical. I was telling Coach about one play. I happened to watch Abe Thomas. He was a good 8 to 10 to 15 yards downfield, still pushing on his guy, and there was no resistance. Abe was just manhandling the poor kid. And
When those guys play like that, when they play all the way through the whistle up there, we got some guys that can really move people, and it's just about getting the consistency there. But it's tough to do. They're playing. A lot of those guys are on both sides of the ball, and they're firing off every single snap of the game. Every single time the ball gets snapped, they're doing the same thing. They're playing forward and running into somebody and trying to move them. And so you got to give them a lot of kudos for just for toughing that out. And as we saw, like second, third quarter, we started to wear on guys.
Mm-hmm.
Our guys are in pretty good shape up there because they're playing on both sides of the ball. And so.
Now, with the 6A Jeffersonville, do they have a lot of players going both ways? Or?
They have more than what you might think for a 6A level school. They play a decent amount both ways,
okay.
but it's not, there's four or five that play both ways. So.
Okay. How about their speed? They usually have a couple of very fast players. One's usually a back and one's usually a receiver.
Yep. Yeah, the running back from last year, number four, Mansfield's back, big body, runs downhill, very physical running back, and then the receiver on the outside, number 15, that they have this year, that he's a new addition to the roster from last year. He can go up and get it. He's made some catches this year that just make you say, wow, and so he's a very big-time player on the outside. So we'll have to deal with that on the outside, combined with the big running back that they've got. And the quarterback this year is a sophomore, and he does a really good job of pushing the ball down the field. Last name Schindler, he can really throw it. He's got an arm. Can kind of throw it from sideline to sideline and throw it deep and do all the things that you would want in a spread offense. And so we got a tough challenge ahead of us with the quarterback, running back, and receiver combo they have.
Well, the good news is you got one more game than they got under their belt.
That is true. Yep.
How does that work? Did they just not schedule an extra non-conference?
I'm not even 100% sure. I think they had a game that didn't work out.
Because they come in at 0-2, with a loss to Bedford North Lawrence 19-18. Obviously, a one-point loss coming in, they're going to be motivated. But this is a series that Mount Vernon owns, 1-0.
Yeah, long history of domination, right?
After what Coach has just said, I'm wondering if we even stand a chance. My goodness.
Yeah, talent-wise, they are as good as we'll see this year as far as just the ability to go make plays. So for us, it's going to be about making sure we can execute. We have jobs that we have to do, and we have to make sure we do them. So this week in practice is going to be about being very sharp mentally and making sure all 11 guys are on the same page, because I think that's hopefully where our advantage is. We can get 11 guys locked in and playing with the same mission on every play. So
do they understand that this will be like, well, it's as tough playing against Heritage Hills rather than these last 2 weeks have been a little bit softer?
Yeah, our guys understood it. And the focus level today, like in our film and in meeting, was just totally different than the last two, which is kind of a sign of a young team. When you waver from week to week, an experienced team, it doesn't really change much. Like last year's group, they were pretty locked in each week at scouting report meetings. This group today was a whole different level of focus and intensity. You can tell, we may be young, but we're competitors, and we're fired up for this opportunity. And our guys have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder this week. There's a lot of our guys believing that we need to go over there and prove something, and we need to go make a point. And so, they're pretty fired up about it.
What better way to make a point than a 6A opponent, Jeffersonville? That's going to be at Blair Field on the campus of Jeffersonville High School. It's a 7:30 Eastern kickoff, 6:30 mm-hmm. Central time. We'll be on with the pregame show at 6:15 right here on 106.7 FM. Alan, do you have another question for Coach before we got one more before the break?
I'm still going back. I mean, up and down the line, they've got a lot of talent in that 6A lineup out there. It's just going to be a tall order for these kids, and especially as thin as we are, with, as you said, the lines going both directions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part. You want it warm and sultry, or you want it a little cooler? Because I know you guys are going to be in better condition than they are. Question is, can you last the entire game?
Yeah, we'll find out whether it'll be what it'll be. And this team that we're playing Friday, They've had two really tough losses. They should have probably won both games. Watch the film. They were in position to win and sitting pretty in both games, and things didn't go the way in the way it ended. So we've got to take that message from those two games of how important it is to play four quarters, how important it is to just keep playing, because the two teams they lost to, they didn't quit. They just kept going at them, and eventually they kind of broke and made some mistakes mentally, and it kind of cost them. So we got to be willing to, you know, we know they're going to start out hot. They're going to get rolling. We've got to weather that a little bit. And just be willing to keep punching back and keep going for full quarters.
Well, this is our fifth year covering Mount Vernon football. We have never seen you lose a fourth quarter physically. I mean, I don't even know the scores of all those games.
Sure.
But going back to 2 years with Corey and three with you, fourth quarter belongs to Mount Vernon because of conditioning. And hope that continues next Friday.
On that note, we're going to take our final break of the night. You're listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI.
At the Fox Barber and Grooming Lounge, owner Todd Burnett believes that the Classic Barber Shop is more than just a place to get your haircut. Todd is helping men look and feel their best. From haircuts to styling to scalp treatments and beard trimming to straight razor shaves, Todd does it all. At the Fox, walk-ins are always welcome, open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to noon. Stop in at 200 Main Street in Mount Vernon and let Todd take care of you at the Fox.
Whether you're on the playing field or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Lucas Messmer and Mount Vernon football the best of luck this season.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, and Coach Messmer. It's the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. We are live from United Fidelity Bank, and at United Fidelity Bank, helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For more information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their eight convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity is a proud sponsor of high school athletics, including this show right here on 106.7 FM. I have a question for Coach. You know, you're a 3A school. You go in to schedule non-conference opponents. Kind of walk us through the process. How do you get a 6A opponent on the schedule there? I mean, what? Because I know other schools in the area that will remain nameless that don't play up like that, you know. Right. And I mean, is that a part of the discussion to bring in better talent? Or
yeah, there's a little bit of that, and then also a little bit of we had to find a game. We didn't want to sit for a week on week four, and originally with the new PSC schedule we got, that was our non-conference week, which is pretty rare. Usually it's week one or two across the state. You play non-conference, like, you know, rivalry games, whatever it might be, and for us, it didn't really work out that way. We got week four, and so you look at week four, and okay, who's got a week four opening? And the list is very small.
Okay.
And so, you know, when you look, we had a few other options, but this was kind of our best fit as far as making sure we have good competition and get challenged. And well, there was probably a few other options that, you know, just weren't going to work out.
It's travel, but it's not out of obscene travel.
Sure, it's get on the interstate and go, and it's way out there, but, you know, it's not ideal, but this is our last year of the deal, and so, you know, we'll weather the, the travel storm here and give it a shot here this Friday. But, yeah, we're glad to have him on the schedule. Last year was a great game and great competition, and we're looking forward to it again this Friday. We think we get challenged again.
Yeah, we're looking here at last year, 35-13. According to the Sagarin ratings, Mount Vernon's rated 149th overall. Jeffersonville's 170th overall. Pretty close the way they measure it. But yeah. They've got a prediction here, 35-24. Should we bet the ranch on that?
I wouldn't.
Just because sports gaming is legal in Indiana doesn't mean that you have to ask Coach for inside information.
No, it'll be two very, I would think, pretty even teams. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be back and forth. And I think it'll just come down to who can continue to play hard for four quarters and put things together and execute for four quarters. So,
well, on a trip like that, what kind of walk us through what the day in the life of a player looks like when you have to make that big road trip? Obviously, they're getting out of school a little bit early. What time do you guys plan on heading out Friday?
We'll roll up 2:30-ish on Friday, so we'll get out of town there and hit the road and get over there plenty of time and get our time, kids time to get off the bus and stretch out a little bit and get taped up and all that stuff before like we always do. And so we'll have the same time of getting off of the bus to the game starts, just like any other away game. So it won't be any different from a process thing. It'll just be more time sitting on a bus. So
I always found travel like that, you get off the bus and your legs are almost dead. I mean, it takes extra time to really get them going.
We'll get them off there and we'll get them time to walk around and move around and not do anything serious for a little while, just get acclimated, and then we'll get our normal pregame stuff and get rolling.
Back in my day when we used to go to Jeffersonville, not a word was said on the bus the whole trip there. It was quiet. Is that the way that you are as a coach? Or
yeah, our guys are always real quiet. I don't walk them down, and of course they just are quiet. They're pretty locked in. So
good.
On the way back they cut loose a little bit usually. I don't know, as long as it's a win. But on the way there, they're competitors and they're quiet and thinking about their job, or they're just getting rest and getting a little sleep on the way there, which is good too. So.
And you feed them on the way back, obviously, with a road trip like that.
Yeah, get a little something to eat. I think we'll have a little something to eat there before we hit the road, and we're fueled up and ready, and then we'll go over there and play
and eat
afterwards.
Thursday night, you guys do a team meal as well.
Absolutely, yeah, we do Thursday night team meal. We've had some awesome ones so far. We did Jennifer Kelly takes the lead on that from our Pops group, and she does an awesome job of planning everything out, and really our whole Pops group is involved with that, and we added the cheerleaders to it this year. They join in too. Our motto is all in, so we want them to be with us, and we get together and have a meal.
Looking for a free meal,
yeah,
always.
Hey, we're looking for guest speakers, so if you got a message, motivational message, anybody out there really, if you're a Mount Vernon football person, got a motivational message for our guys, you're come on in, and we'll hook you up to speak. And we have a speaker every night that we do it and have a big meal and
just
spend some time together. We usually don't tell the kids until the person shows up. So we'd like to keep it under wraps a little bit, but it's a great thing because we get kids spending time together and just talking about things that are important, like football being family and your commitment and sacrifice to each other. And then also our meals are awesome. So it's good to fuel up too.
Well, who's on tap for the food this week?
What's the menu?
Oh, I should know. I don't know. Didn't Kelly be mad at me? I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, that's fine.
But I usually show up Thursday, and I can smell it from down the hallway, and I know. I remember. Oh, yeah. So, but it's the best of the best. That's part of the reason our Pops group works so hard is to be able to do things like put meals together, and so it's great.
Now, is there a fan bus going? Or
I don't think so, but hopefully we can get as many cars headed that way as we can, and we need support. It's a long road trip, but there's probably plenty to do in Jeffersonville there before and after, so make a weekend of it maybe, or at least make a night of it, and we look forward to seeing as much maroon and white and gray in the stands as we can, and our guys are looking forward to the support.
Now, is Jeffersonville the place, do they have the cannon?
They used to.
Yeah, they got a cannon. Yeah, they got some fancy lights that flash off and on when they score too. And
well,
so,
let's just make sure they don't use that.
Hopefully we can keep the cannon quiet and keep the lights on normal.
That cannon must be getting aged because the cannon was there back in my time.
Yeah, it's they let it rip. So hopefully we can keep that from happening, or at least limit the amount of times. But yeah, we're excited about it. The environment will be a great challenge, and it's good for our guys to go in and experience that a little bit and get thrown into that fire and see what, you know, how we come out the other side.
Yeah, you guys the last couple of weeks had really, really strong crowds here at home. I know you'll miss that, folks at home that are listening, talk to your neighbors, get everybody you can to go over there to Jeffersonville. These kids really feed off of the fans that they have in the stands and the hard work that they put through since last November. They deserve some recognition and some rewards for it.
If you can make it, we'll have the pregame show at 6:15. It's a 6:30 kickoff Friday night because of the hour's time difference. So we'll be one of the earlier games getting done on your dial, but you can listen online at PoseyCountyRadio.com or over the air at 106.7 FM WMBI. Alan, any final thoughts as we wrap up tonight's coaches show?
I'm just getting excited about seeing if the things that I think our team can do, if they can execute it Friday night. And I think that's a fantastic opportunity for everybody, and a real fantastic opportunity for Cortez Stewart to show off a little bit against a 6A opponent if he wants some attention for 2 years down the road.
Sure.
And with that, I'll say turn it back to Chris and say good night to all good sports.
Brown sitting next to me with Coach Messmer and Dave back at the station. I'm Chris Cook. Thanking you for listening to this edition of the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Mount Vernon Wildcat Football on 106.7 WMVI has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Bud's Hardware, the Posey County Co-op, Keitel Eye Care, the Fox Barber and Grooming Lounge, the Mount Vernon M Club, and Shepherd Services. Remember, you can listen again online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Tune in Monday at 5:30 for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show, brought to you right here on 106.7 WMVI.